This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com, heritagerradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Salmon is second only to shrimp in American consumption, which is no surprise considering its flavor and nutritional content. Salmon are native to Pacific and Atlantic North America, and were a staple in northern fisheries communities pre-colonization until the Industrial Revolution, when fishermen began dredging and overfishing, and governments began damming rivers. With serious pressures on modern salmon stocks, more attention is being directed towards sustainable management and harvesting. But some fishermen have been using sustainable practices all along. Christopher Nicholson of Iliama Fish Co. was raised in a fishing community, just as generations of his family before. Fishing knowledge and connection to the local Kenai Peninsula of Bristol Bay, Alaska, is part of Christopher's heritage and his way of life.
My name is Christopher Nicholson, and I'm a commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay, Alaska. And together, my cousins and I, we have a little family co-op that we call Iliamna Fish Company. We fish in Bristol Bay, Alaska, and we catch sockeye salmon, which is one of the five species of Pacific salmon. Sockeye is the one that has that really scarlet-colored flesh, really beautiful. My family's literally been fishing in that place for not just a few generations. My mother's indigenous. We've literally been in that place for like 1,200 years. It's just the food source and the history of people like my family. I'm not the only one. There's plenty of families like me. I just am so hopeful that it'll be for my great-great-grandkids too.
Wild salmon hatch in cold, freshwater streams. When large enough, the juveniles swim downstream and out to sea to live out their adult lives, traveling thousands of miles from their nascent homes. Each species of salmon has a different life cycle. But when it's time to spawn, the fish travel back to their place of birth, to the exact stream in which they were born. The salmon run is a real event. The river teems with fish as they climb upriver to mate. Then they dance, fascinating in itself, before mating and finally dying. Their eggs are left to hatch and begin the cycle anew. Fishing season is during the salmon run, when the fish are fully mature and care has to be taken that enough fish make it upstream to mate.
Bristol Bay is a special place because it's the U.S.'s largest sustainably managed sockeye salmon fishery. And one of the reasons it's so healthy is that the fishing in that bay is limited to hand harvesting. And the kind that my family and I do is sort of the most old-fashioned kind. What we do is called set netting. We fish out of little open 20-foot long skiffs, and we cast out these shallow nets by hand and drag them in by hand and, pluck out all the fish by hand. It's a very old-fashioned, low-tech way of bringing in fish. But it really helps for two things. One, in terms of quality, I just have the ability to pick all the most beautiful fish to pack for my customers. And two, it really allows the biologist to manage the fishery to keep a real tight handle on how many fish are actually being harvested. I'm not even allowed to go out fishing unless I've received beforehand. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announces by radio, my whole family and I cluster around a little AM radio set, 8 a.m., 10, noon, 3 o'clock, 6 p.m., and 9 p.m., to hear the regular kind of hourly and daily updates that the ADF&G is giving on when fishing times are. So sometimes they'll give us 6 hours notice to fish for 8 hours, or they'll give us, tell us, you're going to fish tomorrow morning from 4 a.m. till 4 p.m. or something like that. So we're listening all the time for when the fishing times will be.
Lucky for us New Yorkers, Christopher is a seasonal winemaker in New York City and has personal reason to offer his family's provisions in his seasonal home.
A few years ago, I made friends with three brothers, the Hurtado brothers, who run the Mount Kisco Smokehouse. And they're up in Mount Kisco. It's about an hour north of New York City. And I took some of my vacuum-sealed, beautifully caught and preserved frozen fish up to them and asked if we could team up to do some curing on them. And the Hurtado brothers are wonderful. They've been 30 years of experience out there curing, and they have this really tiny, beautiful little German kiln they work in, and they cure just with salt and sugar. So we experimented a little bit together and just came up with a sockeye that we really love. Kind of a sweet, buttery texture, really pretty kind of melty in the mouth. And the smoke, it's hardwood smoke that we're doing them with, it just has that really wonderful kind of whiff or aroma of passing by a smokehouse. So it's the way that we're doing it is what I would call kind of a traditional European cold smoking The fish are cured lightly with just salt and sugar. We're not using any nitrates or nitrites. And after they're cured, then we're cold smoking them at 78 degrees for 10 to 13 hours, kind of just smoking them to taste. The simplest way is to have it on black bread with a thick swath of delicious butter and a piece of the, just a slice of the salmon on top of it. The second way is the classic New York way. Just a well-toasted bagel, or not if you're not a person who toasts bagels, a fachemir cream cheese, and a slab of cold-smoked sockeye. And then if you want to get a little fancy with it, crispy roast some potatoes and toss Boston lettuce and a little lemon cream dressing. Put the hot crispy potatoes on the cold, freshly tossed butter leaf lettuce salad, and then a few slices of sockeye in that. And you can put a dollop of creme fraiche if you want to be really decadent about it.
Informed consumers can have a greater impact on improving industry standards and government regulation. To help protect this culinary treasure, always make sure you are eating sustainably harvested wild salmon, caught in season and flash frozen or preserved.
You can always eat salmon that are sustainably harvested in their seasons. So I guess always look to make sure the salmon that you're eating come from a sustainably managed wild fishery. And then second, if you're eating salmon in the middle of the winter, it should be fish that was harvested in a sustainably managed fishery that was packed and flash frozen really well, or canned and preserved really well. So you can eat, you know, sustainably caught fish any time of the year if it's delicious and well preserved. But in season for fresh, you have to track which season you're getting which fish from which fishery.
For more information, visit redsalmon.com. This is Laura Del Campo reporting for heritageradionetwork.org, coming to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.